Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are following us on the live Facebook feed. We appreciate it very, very much. As I mentioned, what we want to try to do is always give people more opportunity to follow the show, listen to the show. That is why we're doing the social media part. But however, keep in mind this is a podcast, and that's what we create the content for, so that people could listen to it when they want at their convenience. So for more information on downloading the podcast, you could go to iTunes, type in Real Estate Radio Live, Google Plus, Stitcher, all those normal places, or just go to our website, reradiolive.com, and you could download the podcast there as well. As a reminder, during the course of the week, we are now doing shows Monday through Thursday, Monday mornings at 11 o'clock with really the Home Wealth Solutions. We're talking more about accessing equity from your home alternatively than the ways that are available to you today. It's a really exciting product, really, and I think that more and more, when people get educated on this product where you realize you can pull money from your house without a monthly payment, and it is not a reverse mortgage. It's really cool, and it's for the right people. Again, it's with a lot of people that are house rich, cash poor, and they're really trying to figure out how to access money. And, you know, also it plays in Mike, by the way. Most of you know Mike sitting there next to you. Just talking to myself.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, you're in such a role, you know. I'm over here. I'm like a walking billboard today. I got the Radio Live shirt on.
This is my bodyguard.
Yeah, I got the Radio Live shirt on, you know, and Taro hat.
I like it. You look like a NASCAR driver.
There you go. Exactly.
Mike is with me today, as we normally do Wednesdays, right about 3 o'clock, Two Italian Guys Talking Real Estate. We'll do that. We got a great topic today about creative home buying. Really, the topic is more about what are the strategies in a market like today. Most of you know that over the last 3 to 4 years, it's been a super strong seller's market. So we did a lot of strategies, you know, shows around how to put yourself in a place to succeed in a market like that. Well, now we're in more of a normal or buyer's market. So Mike and I are going to talk a little bit today about some of the strategies to set yourself up for success. You know, again, working with your real estate agent, your financing, your strategies, we'll discuss those as well. For more information, always, you could go to reradiolive.com, and ready to go.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday.
Thank you. It is Wednesday, and things are continuing on now. Well, it's the election hangover is what
they
call it. So, well, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen now that the election is over. I do think that there is some hesitancy in the market because of that, maybe. And I think that combined with the normal taper down to the end of the year is probably going to pick activity back up, especially on listings that maybe have been sitting out there for a little bit longer than they had been earlier on in the year.
Yeah, no, I mean, a big change. It is funny when you say the election. Isn't it funny how, I don't know if paralyzed is the right word, but people get so kind of sucked in and inundated by...
I think paralyzed is the right word.
You know?
Let's see.
And like, they can't do anything else until this happens. It's just kind of funny, which reminds me of, you know, I used to read a lot and love, before he passed away, Stephen Covey. You know, he was just incredible.
He was,
He said something like this. I'm probably going to screw it up, and it made me think about just as we were talking about that.
Well, as long as you get the gist, that's okay.
One of his great sayings or comments or quotes was, you know, most of us or many of us should pay attention. Instead of paying attention to what's going on in the White House, pay attention to what's going on in our own house.
Yeah,
I just love that, right? Because if we kind of just focus on ourselves, our business, our family, what we're doing, and it's not that you don't vote, because all that's important, but the point is, we only have control over what we have control over.
Very true. It is. And I love that saying. It's good. And I think that I don't understand the whole paralyzation even?
It's a word.
Paralysis, maybe?
Paralysis. Yeah,
I think that's another one. I think that's the word. But
we can make them up.
Yeah. I think, you know, based on the election cycle and all of that. The one thing I do understand why people might have been hesitant or become hesitant, at least like about a month ago when we had the big stock market dip a couple of days in a row, as you may remember, I think that, you know, a lot of people have their wealth tied to their stock and their stock portfolio. Oftentimes, they're using that for their down payment. So from a market standpoint, which is still bigger than us as a person, that can be detrimental to what you're doing from a home purchasing standpoint. But, you know, the politics, I don't know. I don't know if I don't know if I fully get that. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I think what we try to do and stay focused on is what we know in the marketplace, and we study this all the time. You know, both of us, you've been following the show for many different years. Mike and I were on the radio together for 4 or 5 years, podcasting and continue. And so we spend a lot of time and energy on the market, what's going on in the market, working with clients and the ins and outs. And so what we try to do is just pass that along to you, the consumer. Again, it's really a simple proposition, and I try to keep everything that way, and that is, we want to try to just help you, educate you as much as possible, but not to be an expert. I know some people like to be experts in anything. To me, it hurts my brain when I try to be an expert at too many different things.
No, we don't want to hurt that big brain of yours, Joe.
So today we're going to talk about home buying solutions, or I should say strategies, right? More so because, yes, the market has changed a little bit, and it has. So Mike and I are going to talk today about what. So what does it mean? We are coming out of this super, super strong seller's market. Now it's more of a buyer's market. And there is some dynamics around that we want to talk about today to set yourself up if you're out there thinking about buying and or selling. Because there's all of a sudden, Mike, you know, there's two different things that go on, right? I mean, first, now that the seller market's cooled off, the leveling out, you have sellers doing what? Like, oh my gosh, is it going to go down further? Should I put my house on the market? Should I wait? All these things, right?
Yeah.
Before it was no, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was no problem. Yeah. Now it's like you got really have to educate, as a listing agent, you really have to educate the seller, what are the comps doing, the comparable sales, and really analyze what is going on around you. That way you can properly price your house and not overprice it. Because if you overprice it, we all know, you know, it sits out there and then people start wondering what's going on. But yeah, I think that it's really important to really do your research and make sure you're making the right decisions.
As a rule, Mike, right now for sellers, would you say, and again, I, you know, you're the expert at this, but wouldn't you say, or give me your opinion, if a home is priced right and it's still a desirable area, it's still going to move. Yeah, it may take a couple extra weeks, or there may be a little less interest than we're used to, but won't it still move?
It will still move. So not to go too long into that, but it definitely will still move because, so even looking at some stats, like the middle of summer, even March, April, the average days on market for the entire county was 14 days.
Wow.
So 2 weeks or less, essentially.
That's crazy.
Now, I bet if we looked at the hottest market, it may have been like 10, but the point is that it's that's very quick. Now, the recent stats came out that it's 26 days. This is countywide for Santa Clara County.
The world's falling.
Yeah.
The world is crashing.
The world's crashing. It's falling apart. So it's increased. And, you know, most of the country doesn't enjoy a little over a three-week average days on market. Now, within that average, there are the outliers that are very long on the market, and there's the ones that sell within 5 days or less. So to your point, if you properly price a property, it shows well, and it doesn't look like crap on the inside and not either prepped or staged or whatever, it will move.
Right.
It will move. And there's all sorts of different strategies when it comes to listing a property. You know, you're at market, you underprice it, or, you know, there's different schools of thought to that. But that was like the really long answer to your question. The short answer is yes. If it is priced correctly and it shows well, it will sell. In this area.
So we're still less than 30 days, which is amazing.
Yeah.
On average. Yeah, I mean, that brings up, what are we, before we jump into some of the solutions and some of the ideas and thoughts about strategies, what are the number, what do they look like in terms of homes on the market right now?
We're a little bit over 2,000. Okay. I think it's like 2,040-something or almost 2,050. And about a little over 1,400 of that are single families, and the remainder are condos and townhouses. So that's a little over 2,000. And then the other thing I want to point out is there's only about 1,100 properties in contract.
Okay.
which if you look at this time last year or the previous couple of years, at this time it was typically reversed, where we had over 2,000 or 1,800 deals in contract, but only like 900 houses on the market.
Okay.
And so that's why we're seeing what we're seeing, is because that trend has been completely reversed this year.
Are there any differences, Mike, right now? If, let's say, you know, if I have a home that's valued at $1 million or less, or if I have a home that's, you know, $2 or $3 million, in other words, is the market just kind of back to normal a little bit, or back to a buyer's market more across the board, or the higher end homes, are they have a tendency to sit a little bit longer?
Yeah, they're going to sit a little bit longer.
Okay.
And that's even pretty standard, even a hotter seller.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't even call it a buyer's market. I would just call it more of a normal market.
Right.
But I think anytime you get in the lower price points, a lower threshold, I think that those properties are going to move quicker because you have a bigger buyer pool.
Right.
And that's another, I mean, that's another topic of conversation, is pricing property. How do you do that? You know, there's... people are searching in increments, and so you got to be really careful. It's kind of just like grocery store pricing, but on a bigger scale.
Right.
You really got to be conscious of the numbers you use and where you put it on the scale of everything. And so anyways, we can even do a show on that. But
all right, here's what we're going to do. We're about halfway through, believe it or not. So it happens when you have a couple of guys talking real estate.
Italian guys,
we're going to take a real quick break. For those that are watching us on Facebook, stick with us just one quick minute for the podcast. And then we're going to come back, and then we're going to get into specific details about some of the strategies you should be implementing today in what we call a normal market. We'll be back with you in just a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
How would you like the opportunity to secure a record low interest rate while buying and or selling your home? In addition, how would you like to save 20% or more on your entire real estate transaction? Finally, how would you like to bundle all your real estate services in one location? Well, now you can achieve this with BundleSelect.com. That's right, save on real estate lending and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. BundleSelect's hand-picked team of experts will save you thousands of dollars by bundling real estate lending and title services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. I'm here to tell you BundleSelect.com is the best way to save money on real estate. By bundling services, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Visit BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with the national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. BundleSelect, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker License Number 00466902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cachera.
Welcome back in. Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for tuning in today. For those that are joining us via Facebook, we continue to grow that audience, which is great. I mean, one of the great things about social media and how we interact, this is a podcast. We have thousands of downloads a month, which is great. By the way, thank you all of you that download and share the information. And it continues to grow, and we appreciate that. But the social media is just a bigger part of, and just you know, going forward in the future, we know that's part of how people interact, how they view video. A lot of this goes in line, so we're going to try to continue to get the show out there in different vehicles, and this is one of them. So Mike and I are sitting along today on a Wednesday, as we normally do, right around 3 o'clock. It is Two Italian Guys Talking Real Estate every single Wednesday, right around 3 o'clock. As long as one of us have more important things to do.
Like golfing or something like that?
That's one of them.
That's right.
And today we're talking about home buyer strategies. And the reason why is now it's more of a normal market. And we want to talk a little bit about, if you're listening to the podcast, you're viewing it or listening to it later as a download of the podcast, you know, what do you do if you're a seller, number one, okay, market's changed a little bit. What should I do? What should I be thinking about? What are the strategies? How should I be preparing my home, et cetera, et cetera? And then on the buyer's side, to me, I'm super excited for buyers. And the reason why, you hear me say this a lot, and maybe you're getting tired of it, but it's so true. Buyers got beat up the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, they were beat up. Don't even put in an offer. The hell with your FHA. Don't come in with that unless it's 20%.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel really bad. You know what
they were
I mean?
Like Rocky in the first,
Rocky. And you feel bad for first-time home buyers. It's really a tough market for that. Even in the normal market, it's a tough market for that. So, you know, the reason I keep saying this is I hope if you're listening to this and you know someone, you know, get off the fence and seriously get out there and try to buy if it's the right time for you, because it could go back to a seller's market. You never know. Mm-hmm. And I would just love to see more and more buyers get out there. So,
absolutely. And one of the tips today really is negotiation is back.
Yep.
And I love that, because that's really where whenever we as agents start talking to people that are interested in getting into the market
right.
is what they call it. And, you know, they always want to get a deal. Mm-hmm. Well, that conversation wasn't really happening that often these last few years, because there wasn't a way to get that big of a
True.
Deal other than the fact that they could hang their hat on that interest rates were really low.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is that everyone needs a place to live. So from your daily needs standpoint, you still had to buy something. But I guess the point I'm getting at is there wasn't really a lot of conversation behind trying to negotiate a really good deal.
Right. Yeah.
So now that that's possible, and if I can elaborate on that a little bit, what I'm talking about is not just price, because price is important because, you know, through time that's what you're going to be paying for. Obviously price, but, you know, now we're talking terms, whether you get the seller to give you credits for, you know, closing costs or have the seller fix things on the house, which I actually seen a couple of requests for repairs this year, which I haven't seen that form in a real estate transaction for like 4 or 5 years, because the seller would just say, well, we have like 10 other people in backup positions.
Right.
So you're either going to fix that yourself or you kick rocks.
Yeah.
So again, price, credits for, and not just for closing costs, but you could buy down your rate, you know, for your loan or pay for your loan costs or whatever. And then repairs. What else? Terms as far as like when you move in and what you can offer. And so there's a lot of things that you can negotiate now, which you couldn't before.
It's true. So let's break this down a little bit. And I want to make sure we're clear. We're going to talk, let's distinguish too, the difference between a home buyer and a move up buyer, Mike, because, you know, it could be a first time home buyer. Maybe someone's not in the, maybe they've sold their home a year ago and they've been renting. There's that, right? But I guess the reason I want to really nail down and kind of get granular with the move-up buyers, this is the person who owns a home currently, or could be actually moved down. We've done a couple of those, right? Downsizing.
It could be.
The idea is, let's talk a little bit about the person that's currently owns a home. And so they get the two things I'm hearing, and maybe you are too, is, gosh, you know, is it a good time to sell? I know the market's more normal now. And the other thing is then they're kind of looking on the other side of the street going, man, but it's a great time to buy.
Yeah, it right? is. It is. And I think now that I'm hearing, I even heard it this morning, is, should I wait to buy then? Is it going to go down a little bit more or not? You know, but I would say you really have to assess your goals. And if it is a good time for you to make that next move, then really start looking at it.
What we're going to talk about now is I'm going to suggest you could have the best of both worlds. I'm going to get everybody just stop in their tracks and go, what is he talking about?
Wow.
You could have the best of both worlds if you're willing to listen to a strategy, and it's not for everybody, but Mike and I have talked about this before. You can purchase a home right now without selling your home temporarily. In other words, if you have the ability, if you have the equity, I'm going to talk a few minutes about this with Mike specifically, because this is a strategy that I'm seeing, I'm doing more financing on than I have in the last, than I can remember. Again, there's people that have the ability to go buy a home right now without selling your home, and you can sell your home when you think the right time is. It could be 6 months from now, a year from now. I mean, I think right now one of the perfect setups is these people that say, well, I'm going to wait till, you know, the Super Bowl or after the holidays now. Well, guess what? What if Mike and I could talk to you and show you how you could buy a home now, keep your home, and then after the holidays or after the Super Bowl, you could put your home on the market.
Yeah.
So this is part of the home buying strategy we want to get real deep in today and talk about before the end of now. This is, there's a couple of different ways to do this. First, Mike, of course, you know, if you have the financial ability, right? I mean, there's people, let's say they own a home for $1 million and they're trying to buy for $2 million and they make enough money as a, you know, as a couple, family household income. They make enough, where they could keep that home for a while and go buy another home. That's one way, right?
Correct.
So that's pretty easy. And what I mean by that is you just run the numbers and people would say, okay, no-brainer. The other way is some people may be a little bit short, so they think, well, you know what? I could do this, but I might have to rent my home.
Yeah.
That I'm temporarily, right?
Yeah.
So there's no issues there. Maybe they say, you know what? I'm going to rent that home for a month or a year. I'm going to buy now because it's a great buyer's market. I'll come back, make a decision whether I want to buy that, you know, mm-hmm. sell that home another time. That's one way. So what happens when you look at that category is you use rental income to help you qualify. So some people would need that. Now, some people don't have that luxury. I would say, I don't know the percentages, but a lot of people, Mike, would say, I'm going to have a real hard time technically qualifying and getting a down payment to go buy the new home without selling my home. That's
yeah.
most people's issue, right?
Not, correct.
But, you know, so here are a couple solutions that we're really excited about. One is the cross-collateral program. So what you do is we're going to give you an example, and this is really exciting. If you're in that position, if you want to hear more about it, obviously contact me or Mike and we can walk you through it. But so let's just take a scenario on both a move up and a move down. So you own a home. It's worth about $1 million. Let's say you owe $200,000 or $300,000 on it. So you have good equity, right? You're looking to buy a home for $1.5 million. All you need in this situation, now there's a lot of variables that go around it, but I'm just going to give some generals because everybody's situation is different. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'll say. If you have enough equity in the home that you're exiting and the home, you know, that you're keeping currently, we could leverage that equity, virtually leverage that equity, and it becomes part of a down payment strategy for the purchase of your new home. So believe it or not, I know it's hard to understand and believe, but we could finance 100% of the new home. Let's say the home's $1.5 million, or even say all we need from you is 10% down, and we'll finance 90% of that with this financing until you decide to sell your home. Now, there's a lot more that goes into that. You have to qualify. However, I could tell you that the ratios are very liberal. So in a program like this, we could do a number of different things. The ratios are liberal. Also, you could use rental income to help you qualify. Like that home
yeah.
that you could still use that rental income. Here's the other exciting thing that I'm doing with a couple of people that are retired, Mike. We're using their retirement assets mm-hmm. to give them additional income temporarily to make this happen. What we're talking about, some people might go, oh my God, this kind of sounds confusing, but try not to look at it that way. Try to look at it as alternative creative solutions, which is the program today,
yeah.
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And this one, to me, is I think the one that I really want to try to drive home today is mm-hmm. can we, and the answer is yes, you and I with different options could help people keep their home while buying another home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the best options out there.
Yeah.
You know, because another option is obviously if they sell their home to buy.
Sure.
And it's a very viable, good option, but it's not necessarily easy
right.
because there's a lot of moving parts to that. And I'm not trying to discourage anyone by doing it because I think right now is a great time to do
mm-hmm.
it. But I think that the option you just talked about, the collateral loan, is really good because it gives you a little bit more of a breather on your exit property.
It does.
And I think that that's very important because I've worked with quite a few people this year because the market changed a little
mm-hmm.
bit that have to sell to buy.
Right.
And even if the process goes really smooth, it's still a lot of moving parts.
Right.
So I love that option.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing I'll throw out there, and again, this just to get the information out. If you want more details, give us a call. But the other way that we could allow people to use additional income and access additional income, because the other thing we hear, Mike, is, God, Joe, this sounds great, but how do I qualify for that much loan while I'm still keeping my loan? And that's a good question. Some people can, some people can't. But listen to this. So we also have a program to temporarily give people more income by we pledge assets. And so let me just give you real quickly an idea what that means. Let's say you have a couple $1 million in investment accounts. We could actually look at those assets. Don't touch them, right? We're not pulling them out. We're not having you sell them. But we could look at those assets. And just the way we leverage your equity in your home, the investor will leverage the assets.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So they'll look at those. And let's say you have $2 million.
Yeah.
They'll say, okay, we're going to put and it's a contract with your investor, right? We're going to put a temporary hold on 50% of those assets, $1 million, $500,000, whatever. Whatever your down payment would have been. In other words, no payments. You're not pulling that money out.
Right.
All they're saying is we're going to just put a temporary hold on. You can only use 50% of those assets because we're leveraging those technically until you sell your home or buy down that.
I mean, it's
a really cool option when you think about it.
I just learned something right live here on the podcast, so that's good. I didn't know they did that with that. See, this is why – this is a good segue into saying this is why you need to put together a team of people to help you make these decisions, because I'm not the financing expert. That's what Joe does, because there's so many things involved in that. You know, I'm the real estate expert. That's what I do. You know, I know the ins and outs of that. And you have your financial advisor and you have your attorney. You know, and all of that's really important to help you make sound decisions and good decisions in the real estate market and with your biggest asset, usually.
Right.
Most people's biggest asset of their life.
Yeah.
And I just learned something new on the show today. There I'm willing to admit it. I don't know everything about financing.
None of us will ever know everything.
But again, that's a great option, especially if you have a significant amount of retirement assets or whatever they are.
I'm a big fan, and I know when you, seriously, people who do this, and when you better understand leveraging instead of liquidating, I just made that up. That sounds pretty darn good, man. Write that down while we're thinking about leveraging instead of liquidating.
There
think about
go.
This. Man, that's cool. So you could leverage the equity in your home or leverage assets in your account without liquidating either one of them and making a transaction. And that's how you really use these powerful tools, Mike. And the value Mike just said, and I want to just piggyback on that, is when you sit down with someone and you say, I'd like to sell my home, but I'm not sure if the time's right, and the average person is going to tell you in the real estate business or lending, well, you know what? I ran the numbers and, you know, sorry. There's just nothing we could do. You got to sell your home if you want to buy the home.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's it? Yeah, that's it. So you won't get that from us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ultimately, maybe you make the decision not to, but Mike and I are going to sit down and explain to you several different options you have available. Whether you want to exercise them or not, totally different story.
To you. And I want to take it a little bit further than that. I think people often decide not to reach out or decide not to call, like me or you, sometimes because they're afraid that they won't qualify or
that's true.
They're just reserved about it.
It's
they
true.
Don't know if it's going to work out or whatever, but you don't know unless you know.
Right.
And meeting with someone to talk to them about it, if it doesn't work out then, at least allow that professional to help you set out a roadmap for the future.
Right.
So I thought that went along, you know, with what you're talking about. And so don't be afraid.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's all kinds of different things you could do. The last I'll say about that, Mike, is if you're looking at leveraging, we talked about the cross-collateral plan. The other thing, keep in mind, too, we could cross other properties. So let's say I just did this for someone, too. He owned a free and clear condo in San Francisco. It was worth like $2.5 million. And he didn't want to mess around with his primary residence, so okay, let's cross that property.
Yeah.
We'll use the virtual equity there and make the move and help you with this transaction. So these are things that you should be hearing more about as a consumer when we're back to a normal market, because as Mike mentioned before, I guess now you're seeing, Mike, you're seeing more people willing on the sell side to take contingencies, right, than before?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if
I
they
think
get
almost,
their price?
I think, definitely. I think they're... We're seeing contingencies on almost every deal now.
Okay.
Whereas before, we were seeing none.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it is what it is. And I think that's good. I think it's healthy, and it's where it should be. But with that being said, we're still well beyond most of the country from a real estate market. So, you know, we're all doing okay.
We're doing good. All right, we're going to wrap things up. If you need to get hold of Mike, if you have any questions about buying or selling, Mike, what's the best place to reach
you? Yeah, you can go to my website, MikeDSells.com, or 408-630-0101.
And pass the information along for those that find this interesting, specifically this topic today. Seriously, pass it along to family, friends, coworkers, anybody you think you might benefit from it. This is Joe Cachera sitting alongside Mike D'Ambrosio. Thanks for checking in today. Until next time, take care. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.